Unadilla.
It's time now for high school soccer. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everybody. It's high school soccer today here on WCDO. We always love when we can do these special presentations of high school soccer. It's a busy time of year, so we wanted to fit one in today. Welcome into the Butler Auto pregame show, everybody. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull here from Oneonta High School, as it's the Oneonta boys taking on Walton Downsville in an interesting non-league clash we thought we'd bring to you here today. Again, it's the Butler Auto kickoff show brought to you by Butler Auto Sales, featuring the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. And, you know, Rich, you and I are soccer guys. We've done basketball. We've done football. But here we are, always kind of fun to bring you a soccer game. And we're hoping to bring a few more as sectionals are right around the corner.
Sectionals are a week away, and it's starting to feel like soccer out here, a little bit colder now. I just came over and heard that we have a frost advisory out. That reminded me it is officially soccer season, and the playoffs are right around the corner.
Yeah, cover the plants tonight, bring them inside, whatever you got to do. I can't believe it's that time of the year. I've jinxed us because on all our football broadcasts I've been talking about how nice the weather is, and so we'll pay for it here the second half of the season, I'm sure.
I got my soccer gloves on, and if you look out there, a lot of those guys have soccer gloves on, and it's that time of year.
Yeah, a lot of guys have the long sleeves on, leaving the sweatshirts and the jackets on as long as they can, got the gloves out. So, yeah, it's going to be that time of year for sure. Walton Downsville coming in with a record of 9-3, Oneonta 8-5. And you might say, boy, why is a small school playing the big school? But Walton Downsville combined is the Class B, and so is Oneonta. So they want to get together here and kind of have maybe a matchup you could see in sectionals in a few weeks.
A lot of people get confused with the new classifications of Section 4. We now have, what, six classifications. So, and you know, with the mergers out there, too, it bumps a lot of these schools up. So Walton Downsville is a smaller, one of the smaller Bs, and Oneonta is a traditional B, one of the bigger traditional Bs. So it's a good preview for sectionals.
All right, we'll have plenty of time to break this down here on the Butler Auto pregame show when we come back, but we'll take a quick break. Again, live from Lloyd Baker Field today. We were here a few weeks ago for football, and it's high school soccer today as Walton Downsville is in town to take on the Oneonta Yellow Jackets. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See the inventory and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. That's butlerautosales.com.
Don't just rake leaves this fall. Rake in the savings at SFCU.
We have an awesome share certificate special for fall. Right now, earn 4.25% APY with a $500 minimum balance, or 4.5% APY with a $100,000 minimum balance.
And the best part? You pick your term, either 4 months or 12 months. Your choice.
But these great rates are for a limited time. So act now and lock in your high-yield share certificate rate today.
Stop by any SFCU branch or go to sfcuonline.org. Federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Getting set for the national anthem here, as it'll be the Oneonta boys hosting Walton Downsville in boys soccer here this afternoon. A nice afternoon, but very chilly, a little bit wind going on here, so it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays into it today. We're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. High school soccer here today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Again, WCDOsports.com brought to you by SFCU. They do our game audio archive and a big supporter of all high school sports. So, you know, Rich, I know for Walton Downsville, they have been trying very hard to get these games with Class B schools. Traditionally, they've been, you know, Walton a C, Downsville a D. So combined together with the new state numbers, puts them up in Class B. They've had trouble getting teams to play, you know, because a lot of the Class B schools or A schools already kind of have that set schedule. So a unique matchup here today, but that's what you have to do now. If you're a small school, you got to try to get some of these bigger points.
So in the world of soccer, it's a 16-game maximum. So a lot of the teams like Oneonta play 14 games in their league schedule. So it's very, very difficult, right, because there's so many teams in the Oneonta league of the stack that they have to play the crossover games, and they don't really have a lot of extra games. So it is difficult. And then you got the teams like Walton Downsville where the MAC is a little bit smaller. So therefore, they're always trying to search for more games, and there's less league games. So it is a very difficult situation for some of these small schools. I mean, we've talked about it, you and I, how the Delaware League teams, they play three games usually against each other because they just can't find teams to play one another.
Well, let me say this. This is one of the most confusing things about Walton Downsville and also Unitego Franklin. So Walton Downsville boys play in the Delaware League for soccer, but there are other sports they're combined for, like baseball. They'll play, like Unitego Franklin will play baseball in the MAC, but they'll play Tri-Valley soccer for the boys. So a little confusing for sure. Walton Downsville, again, in kind of that boat of they're playing a lot of Ds, too, in their league play in the Delaware League, but that's why they're trying to really get out here, get on turf, and play teams like Oneonta. And they went down and played Sus Valley as well and came out with a 3-1 victory just a couple of weeks ago.
So Walton Downsville picks up the Delaware League on the Downsville side. That's what.
Yeah.
That's right. So they don't play in the MAC. I apologize for that. I thought they played in the MAC.
Well, it is. Again, it's strange. They'll play some sports combined in one league, and other sports they'll play in the other. So that's kind of where we're at right now with some of these mergers. And when you're, you know, Downsville traditionally in the Delaware League, Walton traditionally in the MAC, you got to, I guess, make a decision on where you're going to go and what league wants to take you for what sport. So that's the sign of the times.
Yeah, so when you do your merger paperwork, you have to declare what league you're going to play in, and then both leagues have to agree on it. So maybe they have some situations down there where they want to make sure there's enough teams to play in each league, so therefore maybe they're playing in the Delaware League. That makes complete sense.
And right now they're in a dogfight for the Delaware League. The league championship will be on October 19th. And they lost a key game yesterday to a very good state-ranked Gilboa Roxbury team. And so they still have some key games left, and they're trying to fight their way back up into those top two standings, top two spots in the standings to maybe get to the Delaware League championship game. So exciting today, Rich. I think we should have a lot of offense on both sides of the ball. Oneonta comes in with terrific goal scoring on their side with Matthew Rubin, an area leading 24 goals so far in the season. On the other side, not far behind him, Chase Mayberry with 20 for Walton Downsville. So two guys who can really fill it up, and interested to see if we'll have an offensive show here today between those two.
Of course, the big school and small school guy in me, right, is saying, well, the Rubin kid plays against a lot more tougher competition, playing against a lot of those Binghamton schools, and then the Walton Downsville team playing in the Delaware League. So kind of wondering, how is Walton Downsville going to come out here and play against Oneonta, who traditionally plays against tougher competition.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how this all shakes up today. It's another reason why we decided to come here and try to bring you this broadcast today. So Walton Downsville is in the white uniforms, the purple and the orange trim. It's kind of a paying tribute to both Walton and Downsville and their colors. Oneonta is in the royal blue with the white trim here today. So an early chance for Oneonta as they go left to right. A cross in gets knocked out of bounds. We'll have an early corner kick here for the Jackets.
There was a design by Oneonta to set up everything on the left side of the field. I don't know if they did a little scouting or they saw that as the weak side of the Walton Downsville defense, but on the kickoff they put their entire team on the left side except one guy.
So here's a kickoff from that left wing side, bouncing around in the box, and Walton Downsville trying to clear, but Oneonta keeps it in right at the top of the box, again going left to right. And the Jackets will feed it in, and this will be scooped up by the keeper here for Walton Downsville. So they dodge the early bullet there, and we'll punt one out here to midfield. Ball knocked away. Jackets will have it again in the blue with the white trim, setting it up in this non-league battle here between the Jackets, and they call themselves the War Eagles, the Warriors and Eagles together. So that's the name that they've decided to go with, kind of non-officially. Chance here for Walton Downsville, but they couldn't get it to Mayberry on a little bit of a through ball there.
So Walton Downsville looks like they're playing very defensive right now with pretty much their entire team except one guy back on the defensive side of the ball.
Jackets feeding it up that left side, looking for options up there. Luca Rubin is one of the leaders in assists in the area. And a lot of those going to Matthew Rubin, of course, but Luca's one of those guys. Every time the stat sheet comes in, he seems to be right up there towards the top. He has 14 assists. That's top in the area. Ryan Murphy from Morris is right behind him with 12.
It looks like Oneonta is already adjusting to the style of Walton Downsville. They're putting most of their guys up, leaving only three guys in the back. So it looks like Oneonta is going to play more of an offensive game, and maybe Walton Downsville is going to play defensive and try to get a feel for this game.
Here's Matthew Rubin on the far side, feeding one ahead. WD is there to clear it away, and you wonder, again, are they going to try to pack it in on D, keep this a close game, and maybe try to use some of their speed up top there with Mayberry to get one? And now this ball intercepted by Walton Downsville. They're going to have a chance into the left corner. Keeper comes out and clears it out of bounds. That's the young keeper there, Aiden Wamsley. The sophomore came off his line, booted it out. So we're about 3 minutes in, scoreless here between Oneonta boys and Walton Downsville.
You heard a collective groan from the crowd from Oneonta as they knew that was a bad pass in the back. And WD did a good job reading that and getting a little bit of an opportunity there.
So the War Eagles have the ball. They'll bring it down the left side as they go right to left. And they'll have a throw-in along this side just at the top of the 18, knocked out of bounds again. So another throw-in coming. Walton Downsville will try to center it towards the middle, looking for Mayberry there, very active at the top of the 18. Looking to step in here is Tyler Reed, fantastic basketball player, using his skills here in the midfield today for Walton Downsville, but it's taken away, and here comes Oneonta back to midfield.
25 for WD is doing a great job over there, just containing and keeping the ball in front of him and really thwarting any offensive capability of Oneonta at the point. Good job so far.
Yeah, that's Junior Allen over there for Walton Downsville, wearing number 25 today. And he'll look to throw it in down that near side. Thanks for joining us for this high school soccer contest and our Butler Auto pregame show. Butler Auto Sales was always a big supporter here of high school football, basketball, soccer, baseball, softball, whatever we might be doing. So a big thank you to them. You can visit them online anytime, butlerautosales.com. Throw in here for WD into the box. This one is a dangerous ball, but knocked out of harm's way there by the Oneonta defense. But a long throw there, Rich, set that up.
It almost looked like it was a tad illegal to me, as it looked like it had an illegal spin to it, but the referee was right there, did not call it. Oneonta did a good job. They put everybody back in the box except their top forward in the front, and they did a good job clearing it. Now it's going to be a goal kick.
Goal kick here for Oneonta, and I'll put on my, I sound like an old guy hat here, Rich, but I know some things have changed over the last couple of years, but you rarely see a throw and get called back now. They let a lot go, and it allows some guys to kind of have that sidearm type of throw to get away with a lot, I think.
Well, we are old now, and so what happens is they don't call that. You're right. All it has to do is go over their head, behind their head, and it's pretty much not going to be called. And keep both feet on the ground. But we are Old Mate, yes.
Ruben with a chip in here. But Walton Downsville defense right there to thwart that opportunity and a punt back up the field. So both teams still kind of feeling each other out here in the early going. About 6 minutes gone, and we're scoreless between the Oneonta boys and Walton Downsville High School soccer this afternoon here on CDO. Also listening on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU, and over on 92.3 in the land of Norwich, where our good friend Rich is from, and we somehow dragged him over here to Oneonta Yellow Jackets land today.
Well, don't tell anybody from Norwich I'm here. They might get upset, but I did let my students know in class today that I would, if they want to hear my voice a little bit longer, to tune in to 92.3.
Well, we appreciate that, and we really enjoy having all our Norwich listeners over there on 92.3. So here is Oneonta setting it up, that small passing game that they're well known for, being very patient. Here's Matthew Rubin at the top of the box, redirecting one to the near side. They'll take a long shot from the outside. A good look there from Cameron Comstock. But the goalie, Nate Harrington, for Walton Downsville was equal to it.
So all the years I coached, I always said to my defensive players, do not chase the ball around. You don't need two guys chasing the ball. And that's what WD did there. They had two guys going after the ball, and then it freed up one other guy for a shot at the 18.
A long punt sets up WD for an opportunity here. Mayberry's been very active, and he'll kick one from left to right. A good through ball there. WD with a shot, and they're going to miss one wide to the right. A good opportunity. Mayberry threaded the needle to the far side and found his forward over there on that far side. They just couldn't connect. That one goes wide to the right, as that was a good opportunity for WD.
That was the best opportunity of the game because the defensive guys let them, you know, let WD behind them. You can't do that. You always have to see your guy. You got to stay goal side of him. Great opportunity. Number four with a beautiful pass for WD.
Yeah, Mayberry finding Ben Guglielmo on that far side. He just couldn't connect. And so we are scoreless here between the Jackets and Walton Downsville. We're about 8 minutes into the first half here at Lloyd Baker Field at OHS. We're glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. If you're looking for our normal WCDO news, we are going to have an update from Rob Ray at halftime.
WD right now looks like they're playing with a little bit more excitement. I think they're excited to be here. Oneonta is just kind of feeling it out right now, but WD's playing a little bit more energy.
Well, you know, Rich, I think you and I can both appreciate being kind of Class D guys, as here's an offside on Oneonta that, boy, you get up to come up and play a game up here on the hill on the turf against big bad Oneonta, right? I mean,
absolutely.
This is a big game for these Walton Downsville players.
It's a big game for WD, and it's probably not as big for Oneonta, but I completely agree with that. Anytime when I was in Edmiston, you get to play an Oneonta or a Cooperstown or anybody bigger than you, and you're starting to see it a lot more now, right? A lot of these smaller schools, because of the mergers and stuff, there's a lot more free games. You know, you just said WD played South Valley earlier in the year. They get up for these games.
They played Sus Valley. They got them to come to Walton on homecoming weekend. Sus Valley state ranked, and WD took them down 3-1. Mayberry had two goals. That was the week we chose him as our athlete of the week for that performance. Here's Darren Rose, very talented player here for Oneonta. Stops in the box, tries to set it up. They feed it back far side, just up over the crossbar. A good look there for the Jackets, but they couldn't connect. Darren Rose with a good feed. Fed it back to Luca Rubin, but it went high.
Rose had a great run to the corner, did exactly what you're supposed to do, take it around the defender, and then he sent it back into the 18, and his Oneonta teammate just over the crossbar, but great play right there, great play.
Yeah, really nice look, just a little bit high. So we are tied 0-0 right now. We got a handball here.
Yeah, number four for Oneonta played down on his down to his body. You can accidentally now hit the ball with your hand or protect yourself before knocked it down. And this is going to be interesting here, right, because you're at about 40 yards out. Oneonta's completely back. Is 10 going to chip it over, or is he going to put it on goal here? Let's see what he does.
Good opportunity here from Walton Downsville at about the 35-yard line on the football stripes here. Ball bouncing around in the box off the free kick, and it's just going to go wide. That thing was pinballing around. Gavin Harrington with the feed for Walton Downsville, but couldn't really find a solid foot there.
Just a little bit too far out, right? 35 yards out, probably couldn't put a good clean shot on. So tried to chip it over that back line, and they didn't really get a good one.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're scoreless between Oneonta and Walton Downsville. Boys soccer here today on WCDO. We'll be right back.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. About 28 minutes to go here in the first half. Oneonta Boys Soccer hosting Walton Downsville. Rich, we got a good one here. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. What happened during the break? A nice run there by Chase Mayberry again for Walton Downsville.
So it's going to be interesting to see how WD sets Mayberry up for this entire game, because Oneonta is kind of collapsing on him, but they do get, he's pretty quick, and they are getting some through balls to him. And what I'm noticing is the Oneonta keeper is very aggressive in coming out. Is it going to be one of these opportunities where he can sneak one by when he comes flying out at him? I almost think the Oneonta goalkeeper might be too aggressive, but I'm not his coach.
Here's a fun stat about Aiden Wamsley, the sophomore goalkeeper here for Oneonta. 5 assists on the year.
That makes sense about how aggressive he is. I could see him passing it to himself and taking it out.
I mean, you know, once in a while I get a report and it's nice. Keeper somehow, a long punt, got an assist. But he is routinely stacking them up. I mean, he's in the middle of the assists list as a goalkeeper.
Yeah, you get to see how he's playing out so far the whole time here. Just, you know, against a good striker like Mayberry, you don't want to be too aggressive.
Yeah, this has been a fun battle so far here between the Jackets and the War Eagles, and WD settling in. And, you know, the longer they keep this a scoreless game, I think the more momentum and more confidence they're going to have. They try to settle it in here. Ball bouncing over to Junior Allen. We talked about him during the break off the air, Rich, that he's been doing a really nice job here for this Walton Downsville defense.
What he does well is he doesn't let Oneonta turn. He keeps the ball in front of him. He's very good at containing the ball and forcing the ball away from his side.
Here's Darren Rose down the right side. A chance here for Oneonta. Rose, and he sends one to the far side, and they just miss Rubin. He went sliding in by the left post and missed it by just a couple of inches. That would have been the Rose to Rubin connection there.
So Rose has got some good speed on this right side for Oneonta. That's two good opportunities now. You got to be wondering, will WD maybe switch to a faster back over here to keep Rose contained?
Yeah, that was a great run. And now WD trying to answer back the other way. They'll bring it down the left side with just about 26 minutes to go in the first half, and we're scoreless. Rose hustling back. He's able to steal it away here as WD trying to hold on to possession. They do get it back here for Tyler Reed. He's at about the 20-yard line. Reed steps through the defense, feeds back into the corner here, and both teams still just kind of scrambling for it as WD is kind of trying to find a way to get through this Oneonta defense in that kind of flat four on the back.
So Rose for Oneonta is a coach's dream, right? He plays the whole entire field. He literally set up the beautiful pass, and he came down and made the stop. Right, you hear a lot from our smaller schools around here, oh, I'm on offense, or hey, I'm on defense. Right, that kid, when you have the ball, he's on offense. When he doesn't have the ball, he's on defense. He is a soccer player. He's a good player for Oneonta.
Yeah, he has been up and down both ends of the field, whatever.
He's in the middle of the play now. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but he's on the middle field on the other side of the field. Such a good player. I've watched now for 20 minutes, and he's caught my eye, number 12 for Oneonta Rose.
Yeah, Darren Rose, again, just a guy that is one of the glue guys here for this Oneonta team this year. Here's the captain, Matthew Rubin, directing traffic, the senior, and the leading goal scorer in the area with 24 goals on the season. WD trying to shut it down on defense and clear it out of their own end. and they will. Little boot ball up ahead trying to free up Mayberry. It gets to the defense. Mayberry's onto it. He's got two defenders draped on him. Mayberry looking for some help as the rest of the offense catches up. Leone on the defense is able to steal it away, though. Well done in the back there by Anthony Iannelli.
I think there's going to be a time in this game where Mayberry's going to get his opportunity. He's working hard. They're collapsing on him, but he's just one touch away from getting a shot on goal.
Well, and Oneonta certainly, you know, whether they scouted or have something on film, they have really kept an eye on him, not allowed him to kind of roam free back there.
Yeah, they're close enough in geography. They must know each other. They probably know each other from either, you know, travel league or something else. They definitely know who he is.
I'm guessing between, like you said, the travel league stuff, and we do see two huddle cameras out here today, which in today's world, everybody, you know, it was just football film for so long, and now I feel like everybody has got these cameras out here, and it's kind of a eye in the sky, and maybe they were able to get their hands on some film here for this.
What I've also noticed about Walton Downsville is they have guys on both sides of the field that can throw the ball into the box. So if they get within 20 yards, their throw-ins end up to be like corner kicks, and it's a huge advantage.
About 23 and a half minutes to go in the first half here. From Lloyd Baker Field in Oneonta, we got a scoreless game here between the Oneonta boys and Walton Downsville. It's a good one, as we were hoping for here this afternoon. Ball along the sidelines, but it was right on the line, and it looks like Walton Downsville will get it back as Oneonta touched it last.
That one is a very tough call for the official because the ball went out of bounds in the air, and they were playing it. Two good players playing it in the air, so you never saw it hit that line. But as soon as it goes out, it's out. And he called it out on the WD player playing it out of bounds.
So Oneonta now will have it again going left to right here in this first half. They'll go to Luca Rubin. He's at about the 20-yard line on the football stripes. Tries to feed it through, but again, good defense here. Reed intercepted it for Walton Downsville. Ahead to Mayberry on the Jackets logo at midfield. Lost control, and Oneonta will steal it back. Rich, if I had to say, I'd say possession about 60-40 here for the Jackets. What do you say?
I would agree. I think that they maybe even a little bit more. They've had better opportunities. WD's only had about one. Oneonta's had about two or three. What the Oneonta's doing a very good job is they're not letting Mayberry turn the ball. They kind of collapse on him. Like right now he gets it, and they send three people to him. Look, and he can't turn the ball.
Yeah.
As soon as Mayberry gets the ball, they send three guys at him. So he's got to get the ball and go quick.
Oneonta on defense again, taking it away. Rubin to midfield will feed one to the left side, trying to set this up here for the Oneonta offense. They've had a couple of good runs early, but WD seems to have settled in.
Mayberry's not going to be able to create his own shot today because Oneonta's going to collapse on him. The only way he's going to score is through a through ball from one of his teammates.
Anthony Iannelli on the far side looking to throw it in here for the Jackets. And we'll get it to the top of the box here. It's bouncing. Far side, Junior Allen is there and is able to clear it out into the WD bench, excuse me, here.
Very surprised that Oneonta is not attacking the right side more. Seems the right side seems to be the better opportunity. I don't want to say weaker or anything like that, but the right side for them seems to be, you know, they have the best opportunity to score, and they keep on going a lot to the left-hand side.
Corner kick coming up here for Oneonta after that ball was tapped out along the end line. So we're scoreless at the moment with about 21 minutes to go here in the first half. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll get a look at WCDO News. And today is also the first round of the Tri-Valley League Boys semifinals and the Tri-Valley League Boys playoffs. So we'll get you some score updates from those games as well today, as I know a lot of people are looking for that information. Good corner here. Nice ball headed out in front and just goes wide to the right. Good opportunity. Just not a real clean touch on it there for Oneonta.
It's one of the classic high school corner kicks, right? Didn't get the ball, the head ball on the front of his head. He got on the top of his head and it cleared over the crossbar. You want to do more of a directional head ball.
So we're scoreless here with 20 minutes to go, about halfway through the first half. We'll take a quick 60-second break and be right back with more soccer action here on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Still a scoreless game here with about 19 minutes to go in the first half between Oneonta and Walton Downsville. And a big shout-out to one of our listeners out there today, Kathy Lynch. She is the longtime scorekeeper here for Oneonta Everything, I would say, and a teacher here at school. Couldn't be here today, but she's out there listening, and she checked in with us. So, Kathy, hope your travels are going well. Thanks for listening, and great to hear from you.
It's one of the few things I like coming to Oneonta as a Norwich guy to see Kathy. So we miss you, Kathy. I was looking forward to seeing you.
I know, I was too. I haven't seen her as much as I wanted to. As an offside opportunity here for Walton Downsville, that was almost the opportunity right there for Mayberry, just inches away.
Literally the play I was talking about. That's how he's going to have to score. He's going to have to line up on the back line, and they're going to have to send him a through ball. He just lined up about 3 yards too far, and that's the offside call. The one thing during the break I noticed is I think that Oneonta is holding their, you know, their positioning and their spacing on the field much better than WD. WD seems to be kind of maybe getting a little tired, and they're putting everybody in the middle of the field. If Oneonta keeps their spacing here, and I think that they're going to get an opportunity here within the next 5 to 10 minutes.
What cracks me up about the schedule for Walton Downsville is you could be on a tiny home field for some of the Delaware League schools, and then I think this is why they like to come out here and play on the turf where it's wide open and quite big. I mean, they've seen a variety of surfaces this year.
Now that I say that, they look a lot better. I mean, 5 minutes ago, they were all bunched up in the middle of the field, but they do look spaced now. But Oneonta has held the possession and kept the space on the field much better than WD.
17 and a half to go here in this first half, and we're scoreless. And, you know, Rich, I'll be interested to see as this game continues on how much gas WD does have in the tank, right? You come here, you're going against a very skilled Oneonta team. How long can they hang in there in this scoreless game?
And you'll notice that Oneonta is subbing a lot more than WD is. But WD, we noticed that when we got here, they have a pretty big team, but we think it might be part of their JV team that's here.
Yeah, one of the good things for a program like this when they combine Walton Downsville is they can bring up more guys, do a JV program, and continue to build. And that's one of the big reasons they decided to do the merger. Here is Matthew Rubin on the left side. A nice cutback move. Gets around to this defender. Feeds one in, looking for Darren Rose, and he just couldn't get there on the right side.
Wow, what a nice play. Cut it back to himself and pass it over, send it over to his teammate. Are they related? They brothers?
No, they're not.
But they play a lot. Very similar. They play very similar.
Yeah, we do have Matthew and Luca here, the Rubens for this Oneonta team, and guys from a variety of different classes that get it done here for Oneonta. You got some young guys coming in, and kind of the old guard with Ruben for new head coach Todd Scanlon. A long time we've just seen all Alex Brandon here for Oneonta. The first fall without Alex, and Oneonta not missing a beat, having a real nice season here for Coach Scanlon.
That was strange for me, seeing Alex not on the sideline. And they did a nice job. They did a dedication to him a couple games ago I saw, where I saw it in the paper. They recognized him. But one of the best to ever do it was Alex Brandon.
Yeah, we'll have to read you those stats, some amazing stats on his career and everything that he has done. As I'll pull that up right now. 37 years here at Oneonta High School for Coach Brandon. Of course, the 99 state championship, three-time state semifinalist, 11-time regional finalist, 12 Section 4 championships, two STACK championships, 8 SUS championships.
Wow.
So, and then the list goes on. But his career record here at OHS, 464, 183, and 24. and two undefeated seasons in there. Chance here for Oneana. Bounces off the post to the left side. Kind of a broken play. Developed out of nowhere, and WD really dodges a bullet. Another corner coming here for Oneonta with 15 minutes left here. First half, we're still scoreless.
I said it about 7 minutes ago. You can just feel it. Oneonta's getting closer and closer. They're building the ball up. They're doing a good job.
Another nice corner knocked away by the keeper here for WD, and the War Eagles trying to clear. Oneonta keeps it in. Here's Ionelli on the far side. Cuts one back to Ruben, and then taken away by WD. And what a great job there by the keeper, Nate Harrington, to come out and punch that away for Walton Downsville.
And there was a miscue on the side of Walton Downsville there, trying to clear the ball, and he missed it and kicked it out of bounds. So here comes another opportunity. They're going to send it into the box on a throw in here.
Yeah, good opportunity coming up here for Oneonta. Long throw from Luca Ruben, and then a whistle in the box. What did you see there, Rich?
I had no idea. Maybe a push. there were so many guys in the box, we could not see what happened.
Yeah, a lot of pushing and shoving down there, and free kick here for Oneonta, or for Walton Downsville, but Oneonta sends it right back in. Harrington again scoops it up, and we'll look to punch it out.
I'm going to say possession now, 70-30. Oneonta over WD. They've certainly possessed the ball the last 15 minutes consistently here, the Yellow Jackets have.
Yeah, I agree. Especially these last 10, they've really had their ball in their own offensive end quite a bit. But here's a chance for Mayberry. Can he get there before the keeper does? Wamsley being aggressive, paid off there, came out and just beat Mayberry to the ball and knocked it away.
That was very close to being offside. If I was Oneonta, I would have been screaming for the offsides call.
About 13 and a half to go here in the first half. And again, WD trying to play it in, but it's too far over the line and a goal kick coming. Wamsley, the heads-up play there. He was standing at the top of the box. And boy, it would have been tough if Mayberry had gotten to that one.
Wamsley reminds me of the guy that used to play in the field and he's converted to a goalkeeper. So he's got a lot of soccer skills.
Yeah, he's not afraid to come out, be aggressive, play with his feet. It's a nice luxury to have if you're OHS. Here's Rose down the right side. Can he turn the corner? Down the right side. Feeds one across the mouth of the goal. Knocked away by the Walton Downsville defense. Right back to Rose, who's still inside the box. Right side along the line. Tried to center it, and it goes out of play.
WD took the angle away the second time, but there's going to be a time in this game where Rose is going to be able to turn that corner and center right to about the penalty spot for an Oneonta Yellow Jacket. They're going to keep on working the side of the field.
We'll have some Tri-Valley playoff updates, but one to pass along, Rich, is your Edmiston guys up 2-0 in the Tri-Valley semifinals today over the combined team from Cherry Valley, Springfield, Sharon Springs. The other semifinal today is Lawrence, Milford, and Worcester boys, and they're scoreless at the halftime break.
You know, you're watching this game out here, it almost feels like Oneonta's got about four extra guys on the field compared to WD. Every time the ball gets into the back, they have the ball.
Here's a long ball ahead for Oneonta. Speaking of that, Rose gets to it on the left side, feeds one across the middle. A one-timer is scooped up here by Harrington, the goalie here for WD. A play that looked like it was going to develop nicely, but that was Esperson, Brandon Esperson. Just didn't really get enough mustard on that ball to make it too hard there for the keeper.
Every open ball right now, every free ball, every ball played out, Oneonta's gathering, taking their time, creating space, and they're just getting literally every opportunity they can right now.
Still a scoreless match here at Lloyd Baker Field between Oneonta and Walton Downsville High School Soccer today on CDO. Glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, longtime sponsor of our web stream, and also the game audio archive. We save these games. You can go back and listen anytime right there on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Throw in here on the left side is Walton Downsville again in the white with the purple shorts, the orange trim. They go right to left. They have the white socks here today. Oneonta's in the royal blue with the white trim. Very traditional-looking uniform for the Jackets. I feel like they've looked like that forever.
They certainly have, and they've played about this style of soccer forever as
yeah.
well.
Cleared out of the defensive end here. Ahead now for Rose. Again, can he turn the corner? Comes up a little short. Knocked out of bounds. And the Walton Downsville defense continues to hold here with about 10 and a half to go in the first half.
you know, we talk about schools and forever and all that type of stuff. Walton always is kind of remembered as a football school, and Oneonta is kind of known as a soccer school. So it is that kind of different tradition today. It's interesting.
Yeah, and we add in Downsville to that, a school that I have always thought in the Delaware League takes, you know, their soccer very seriously. A girls' state championship in 2005, several good boys' teams.
My junior year, they beat us. We were decent. What was that kid? Gator Reed was the kid from Downsville. He was good, man. He was really good.
You see out there today a lot of Reeds still in town there for the Downsville Eagles.
Boy, Gator Reed could play. He could really play.
Here's an opportunity for Walt Downsville, taken away nicely there by the Oneonta defense. WD had numbers, a rare opportunity there for maybe a 3-on-2 break, but the Oneonta defense was able to hold there with Ethan Temming. Here's Rose with the ball down the right side, again working on the defense. They'll center it up here, taken away by Tyler Reed. I'm sure a relation there to Gator. And this one knocked out of bounds. I know Burt Reed is here, too, the Downsville Athletic Director. We've had him on my podcast, and we went deep down the Downsville rabbit hole of history and how all those Reeds are related and connected. So if you want to listen back to that on the Nate Love podcast, it is available there with longtime girls soccer coach as well as athletic director Burt Reed. He was the one that took that team to the state championship in 05, and what a team they were. Here's Oneonta, Matthew Rubin, top of the box. He's got two guys on him, trying to free himself up. Rubin had it knocked away by your guy, Junior Allen.
He came out of nowhere. Allen came out from the other side and really didn't let him turn, like I keep on saying. He's really good at containing. He's not the fastest guy in the field, but he has really good sense of not letting the Oneonta guys turn.
Boy, and you can tell WD did their homework. They know where Rubin is. Again, the ball pinballing around in the box. Just as I say that, Oneonta with an opportunity right out in front. They're going to shoot. What a save by Harrington, who came flying out of the net. And Oneonta kicks the rebound over the crossbar, and WD keeps it scoreless.
That was an excellent save by Harrington. That was a no-brainer goal. It was just any corner, Oneonta would be up 1-0. And then I couldn't see who exactly did it. The WD defender headed it at least up in the air, so didn't make it easy for the Oneonta guy to get the clear shot. It's actually pretty good recovery there by WD.
Yeah, great job. 8 minutes left here in the first half. We're scoreless. You said it, Rich. That was a no-brainer on the doorstep goal. And Gavin Harrington, was right there to knock it away. Nate Harrington was right there to knock it away.
You know, that might have been our first foul of the game. It's been a pretty good, clean game. We had a push on WD right there, but we had that one handball, but not really any hard fouls. It's been a nice, clean game. So Oneonta now has a free kick. WD's put everybody back, so I'm guessing he's going to chip it over the back line here.
So a free kick, Oneonta going left to right at about the 40-yard line on the football field. They chip it in, but Harrington is there, got it on the bounce, and scoops it up. We're going to break for 60 seconds here, Rich. We're scoreless between Oneonta and Walton Downsville. About 7.5 minutes to go in this first half. I'm Nate Lull for Rich Turnbull on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. High school soccer this afternoon, a special treat here on WCDO Sports. We're in Oneonta. We're scoreless in this high school soccer boys contest with about 6 minutes to go in the first half between Oneonta and visiting Walton Downsville. Oneonta has it on that left side. They go to Matthew Rubin near the 15-yard line on the football stripes here. Rubin directing traffic. He's looked a little frustrated the last minute or two, trying to set something up with this defense all over him. Tries a long shot from the outside and sails it a bit high.
He's kept the ball on his feet a little bit more in the last 10 minutes. I mean, maybe the coach is going to tell him at halftime, you know, pass and go, pass and go. He's trying to create his own. I really like it when Rose kind of sets him up for the goal, but he's pressing a little bit, thinking he should have had one by now. We got 5 minutes left in the first half. Maybe a little frustration.
Yeah, a little frustration here as Oneana certainly has had the better of the chances, but they have not been able to connect despite a couple of really solid looks in the box.
Really, WD's only had about one shot on goal, while Oneana's had several good looks.
Ball to the far side here. Jackets let it roll out. It'll go to Walton Downsville. And it does kind of feel like, you know, Walton Downsville is saying, okay, play good defense, be smart, look for some solid passing lanes, and maybe we can feed one through and sneak one.
You know, get a couple good opportunities. You know, they got lucky with the post shot a couple minutes ago. That frustrates Oneana. They just haven't been able to collect right here in the midfield and get any really good, solid opportunities. Oneana kind of just has been stopping them right at about the 20-yard line of the football field.
The best chance was kind of a mini breakaway by Mayberry that just Wamsley was able to come out the Oneana goalie and get there first. The other one that I think really looked promising was the offsides.
Yes, absolutely. Just what we've been talking about, as soon as Mayberry gets the ball, they just collapse on him, and it really looks like he's the focal point of their offense, and everything goes through him. And Oneana is just sending everybody to him, just not a lot of time.
So Oneana knocks it out to Walton Downsville with the throw-in. And, you know, for much of their season, Walton Downsville was controlling their own destiny. But two kind of late-season losses here in the league to South Courtright Andes and then yesterday to Gilboa Roxbury's put them in a kind of precarious spot in the league standing. So they still have a lot to fight for here over the last week of the season to try to work their way to the championship game of the Delaware League.
Walton Downsville's kind of fall back to the what we would call, you and I would call it, the kickball mentality. They're kind of playing the long ball and sending it to their guy Mayberry up front.
You know, and that can really frustrate teams sometimes who like to play that more controlled, short passing style when a team, you know, kind of reverts to, okay, we're just going to bang it up the field and hope for the best. I think if you're Walton Downsville right now, you're just saying, okay, 3 minutes left in the half, it's scoreless. Let's just be smart here.
If you're Walton Downsville, you got to be pretty happy with this. I mean, Oneana's had a lot of opportunities, and you've survived. And you probably really haven't played your best soccer. Oneana's played pretty well and just can't convert. So, yeah, if you're WD, you're happy right now.
Well, you wonder, too. You come off a game yesterday for Walton Downsville. They lose 3-1 to Gilboa Roxbury, and they got to be frustrated from that. So, but, again, maybe a little energy depleted. I didn't know how this was going to go for them, but so far in the first half, they've come to play today for sure. Junior Allen punches it to the outside, but kept in here by Oneata. And Luca Rubin will take it down the left side, trying to find Matthew there, but it was too long. And WD is just going to let it roll out for a goal kick.
If you're WD, you just want this clock to run out, gather up, get some Gatorade, get some water, and really come up with a good strategy to get Mayberry one good look. You'll need one good look in soccer.
And stay warm. It's chilly today here, Rich, I would say. I mean, those guys probably nice and warm out there playing, but certainly one of the first colder days we've had here for soccer coverage.
And if you're Oneana, you got to stay the course here, right? You got to keep doing what you're doing. Don't get frustrated. One of these balls are eventually going to go in.
Long pass ahead. Rose gets through, but Harrington comes out and makes a nice sliding save. Takes it right off the foot there of Rose, who was coming in. So again, Nate Harrington, the goalie, wearing number 55 today, with another big save.
And you can see the frustration a little bit in Oneana, because now the last two opportunities they've had with the ball, they're trying to play a little kickball instead of just building it up, taking your time. They're trying to make something magical happen. Just keep doing what you're doing, you'll score.
Minute and a half to go here in the first half. A little bit of a push and a foul on Walton Downsville is going to give Oneana a free kick with 1:15 left, and what can they do? It looks like they will have to come back and do this kick again.
They didn't like where they started it.
Yep. So officials make them come back and restart. That gives WD a little more time to get set here on defense.
Oh, look at this. They're going to bring the goalie all the way up, and they're going to try to send it in. They're going to take their time. They're going to get one opportunity here.
Like we said, he's got 5 assists on the year. You know why. He's not afraid to get pushed up here and take a free kick like that. WD is equal to it. They bounce it right back out of their own defensive end. Brought right back in by Iannelli, though. Down the left side, looking for Rubin. Couldn't get there.
If I'm WD, I'm taking my time here. Yep, that's what the coach is saying. Relax, take your time. Don't make a mistake in your back of the field, and let's get out of here.
Yeah, there, they just clear one out as Matthew Rubin was coming in hot there for Oneonta with 20 seconds left here in the first half. But a well-played first half. Jackets looking for one last opportunity here late in this first frame. A little back and forth. Possession, you know, we've said it, not afraid to say, kind of dominated by Oneonta at times. But WD played tough and looking for one of their opportunities as WD will clear, and that's going to do it for the first half. Scoreless at the break here at Lloyd Baker Field between visiting Walton Downsville and the Oneonta boys. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with our halftime report brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Marabito is delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service, and they've been doing it for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. We're going to have a look at local news with Rob Ray, and Rich and I will come back, get you some out-of-town scores, and break down this first half here between the Oneonta boys and Walton Downsville. Non-league boys soccer today. We're glad to bring it to you on WCDO.
Here's a look at WCDO News. The public donations for North Carolina after Hurricane Helene has been above and beyond what organizers expected this week, as a second tractor trailer in Bainbridge is half full, according to local trucker Jeff Dean.
We have enough stuff coming in today that's going to finish filling a second load, so we have to stop taking donations. We got one full and the other one's over half, and we have a load of product coming in from Albany today. The first one is going down tomorrow, and the second one is going next weekend because they're getting full down there and they want to hold up on it for a little bit. It's been an overwhelming support. It's been mind-blowing. We've gotten stuff from Syracuse and Albany and Delhi and Hamden, so many people.
Dean said that anyone who has the generators or propane heaters can still bring those for the second tractor trailer. They're parked in the parking lot behind Bob's Diner in Bainbridge. Governor Hochul today announced that 65 New York National Guard soldiers and airmen have been deployed to Florida to assist the Florida National Guard in responding to Hurricane Milton. The New York National Guard will deploy to Jacksonville, Florida. New York National Guard currently has 48 soldiers and airmen deployed, including Army engineers and heavy lifting helicopters for storm response missions in North Carolina following Hurricane Helene. The Afton Harvest Festival is a three-day event being held at the Afton Fairgrounds Friday through Sunday. Bud Leiser is vice president of the Afton Fair Board. He told WCDO News about the scheduled activities.
We've got 3 days of Harvest Fest activities. We've got some live music each day. We've got the hot air balloons backed by popular bands. We've got the go-kart races. It's going to be the largest go-kart race in the Northeast. We've got pumpkin pie eating contest, the demolition derby at the grandstand. That was a huge hit during the fair. We're going to have a costume contest. We've got a pretty full weekend here down here at the fairground.
More information about the festival is available on Facebook at the Afton Fair official Facebook page. State police arrested 26-year-old Danny Clark of Tunkhannock, Pennsylvania, for driving while ability impaired by drugs, criminal possession of a controlled substance, and criminal possession of a weapon last week following a traffic stop on Main Street in Utah-Dilla. After performing standardized field sobriety tests, Clark was arrested. He was also found to be in possession of illegal drugs and brass knuckles. He was issued appearance tickets for Unadilla Town Court on October 22nd.
Of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. We are at Oneonta High School Lloyd Baker Field as we get you set for the start of the second half. Here between the Oneonta boys and Walton Downsville, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. Call Marabito today at 563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. Keep your family warm this winter. You could use that heat today, let me tell you. So,
is it really that cold out, or are we just not used to it?
I think we're just not used to it, and the wind.
I just think we're not used to it yet. I'm sure it's going to get colder than this.
Don't remind me. So another look at those two Tri-Valley League boys semifinals. Edmiston up 2-0 at the break over CVS Sharon Springs, and still scoreless at the half as they get started there in the second half between Lawrence Milford boys, who are the number one seed in the league, against 4-seed Worcester. The other game is the 2-3, Edmiston being the 2.
So weird hearing Lawrence Milford together. What are they called, the Leopard Wildcat?
Well, they're you know, a lot of these merged schools don't have anything official. I don't really think that the Walton Downsville War Eagle thing is anything official by far, but it's definitely weird. So, all right, let's take one last break as we get you set for the start of the second half here between Walton Downsville and Oneonta on WCDL.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. We're underway in the second half here between Oneonta and Walton Downsville. And the Jackets now going right to left. A throw-in goes into the box here. And ball pinballing around, and somehow Harrington came up with that. Walton Downsville actually went to clear, and it got stuck under Harrington, and he just kind of fell on it there.
I don't know if I've ever seen that. The WD defender wailed the ball, and it got like wedged underneath the keeper, and he just picked it up.
Wow, yeah, it just, he had kind of gone into the splits to make a save, and it had gone off to the side, and his defender came over to try to clear it out and then kicked it right underneath him.
This is going to be an interesting strategy, right? Because if this was sectional time, would WD play for penalty kicks here, or would they, you know, just kind of play a defensive style? But there's going to be no penalty kicks in this game, right? So we're going to go to, if it stays like this,
just regular overtime, or
yeah,
you might even,
are they
going
to play for the tie here?
You might even see in a game like this, I'd be interested this late in the season. I mean, both coaches could say just call it a tie right at the end. I don't know, probably still play overtime.
There's no way I do that if I'm Oneonta. Right. Actually, there's no part of me from WD I do that. I'm just too much of a competitor. I'm sorry.
No, I agree, and most of the time you see. But once in a while, I will see a game where it's late in the season, right before sectionals, and both coaches are like, I'm not taking a chance today, and they just call it at the end of regulation.
I just feel Oneonta is knocking on the door. They're getting a lot of the play. They possess the ball the entire time since we've been back on the radio from halftime. They've had several opportunities already. They're just literally one good pass away from a goal.
It does feel like this won't end in a tie today, as Oneonta's knocking on the door, and you never know when Mayberry's going to break free as well for Walton Downsville. Good chance here, but again, through the teeth of the defense, Harrington is able to make the save for Walton Downsville.
That was lucky that wasn't an own goal for WD there, because that could have been easily a deflection off the back sweeper or the back defender for WD.
Andrew Breckner had that shot on goal, and it weaved its way through several defenders, and then Harrington was able to make the save. Great stop there.
Now, this might be the first opportunity we have for WD in a while here. They're going to have a free kick from about the 35-yard line, make that the 40-yard line of the football field. But here we go. Oneonta's putting everybody back, and WD's got three defenders back, so Oneonta's definitely got more people in the box.
Yeah, WD with an opportunity here again, as Rich said, from the 40-yard line. They go left to right. Good service into the box. It takes a bounce, but Wamsley is right there with a good read to scoop it up.
Man, Wamsley is a confident goalkeeper back there for Oneonta.
young and confident. He's going to have a bright, bright future.
Yeah, only a sophomore, and he really kind of commands the space back there. So, again, Walton Downsville is in the road white uniforms, the purple shorts, the orange trim kind of going for Walton and Downsville colors there. They got the white socks. Oneonta is in the royal blue with the white trim today.
I think Oneonta's got to stop trying to do that through ball, right? Just build it up, make a good couple passes, and you're going to score here.
Jackets going right to left here in the second half. Glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. We try to fit in a couple of soccer games every year here on the radio. So we are in Oneonta today. We thought this looked like an interesting matchup, and so far it's delivered. Here's a pass ahead for Darren Rose into the left corner. Closely shadowed, though, by the Walton Downsville defense and Junior Allen. Rose trying to turn the corner, cuts it back. Feeds one back to the middle for Ruben at the top of the box. 5 minutes gone in the second half here. And Oneonta works it around the world, back to the right side. Going inside for Rose. In the box, cuts through the defense, and this one is just knocked out of bounds. Again, tapped away there by WD at the last possible minute.
It's one of these it's starting to become one of these classic games where the WD's packing everybody except Mayberry in the box, and Oneonta is just getting no free looks, so they're getting very frustrated. Now Oneonta guys are pointing at one another. They're trying to direct each other. There's just no room in the box because WD's there.
Doesn't this have kind of a sectional feel to it where WD's kind of the underdog, and you're saying, how long can they hold on to this? So a pass to the middle here for Ruben. Gets around the defense, fires a shot, but it bounces off a defender and can't get through traffic.
I hate to say it like this, but I'm going to say it like this. It has a small school, big school feel.
It does.
It really has a small school, big school, and the small school is hanging on and just trying to get one opportunity. Now you've got the coaches on the Oneonta side. They're kind of throwing their arms up in the air. And WD's just packing it in, putting everybody in the box. It's a great strategy.
Yeah, they're doing everything they can to just protect this right now. That was Lucas Rice who had that shot bounce and deflect off of his leg as Ruben really let a rocket go there, but sacrificing the body to block that shot.
It'll be really interesting to see if Oneonta starts pressing, right? And then that might be the opportunity for WD. They might get that leak out to Mayberry.
Here is the War Eagles back going left to right. They got some numbers. They try to feed it into the left corner, but the Oneonta defense is there to slap it away. That was Travis Houck who tried to set that up. Reed comes back down with it, though, and WD still has possession going left to right. 33 minutes to go here in the second half. We are still scoreless between Walton Downsville and Oneonta. And a trip there is going to give Walton Downsville another free kick opportunity straight away from about the 20-yard line here on the football stripes.
Now, my guess is Mayberry's lining it up. My guess is if he's this good of a scorer on NateLull.com, he can score from here.
He's got 20 goals on the season, one of the leaders in the area. The guy with the most goals is Matthew Ruben, playing on the other side today for Oneonta. A good feed into the box, a head ball there for Reed. All right on cage, but Wamsley was equal to it.
Wow. He just chipped it over the wall, and WD had three guys there. He could have probably settled it and scored.
Yeah, Tyler Reed was right there, got ahead on it, but Wamsley was there and saw it cleanly. Nice play, though. I like the design. Three guys right there. You use Reed and his height. Just couldn't connect.
I think everybody else was like me. They thought Mayberry was just going to score, and he just chipped it over and set his guys up. Oh, it's a great ball by Mayberry.
Mayberry sends it in, but Wamsley comes out, gets it in the right corner of the box as they were looking there for Ben Guglielmo.
Little momentum shift right now for WD in the last two or three minutes. They're getting a little bit more confidence here.
Yeah, Guglielmo was right there, and just, again, Wamsley not afraid to come out and play that ball. I mean, I guess as a keeper, you can't be hesitant, and he takes that to the extreme.
The last 2 minutes has a different feel right now for WD. They're kind of going at him. They're attacking him.
WD really with nothing to lose here today. Ruben gets tied up with Reed, and it's going to be a free kick coming up for Oneonta here with 31 minutes to go here in the second half. We're still scoreless. A good ball by Ruben looking for Rose, but the Walton Downsville defense in the back holds strong.
Great play by the Walton Downsville defender to keep that ball in front of him. If not, that could have been a goal.
Yeah, that was Tucker McLennan back there who was able to just get ahead on it and keep that from finding Rose at the top.
Mayberry's been a lot more active in the last 2 minutes, attacking the ball, getting the ball for WD. He's been making passes to his teammates.
Yeah, ball out of bounds here. Reuben will gather this one up. We got a sub coming in here for Oneonta. And Mayberry and Reuben kind of going toe-to-toe on that one.
Remember how I told you it felt like Oneonta had more guys on the field? Now it almost feels like WD the last 3 minutes has more guys on the field. They're everywhere.
Rose down the left side here has it taken away there by Junior Allen. Little frustration foul there as he chases him back. And another free kick coming here for Walton Downsville. So a really clean first half, but the whistles are starting to come out a little bit now, Rich.
Yeah, a little bit more grabby, a little bit more frustration. Both teams are trying to press a little bit to get a goal.
30 minutes left here in this non-league battle from Lloyd Baker Field at Oneonta High School. Ball passed down the right side here for Guglielmo into the corner, and it ran on him, and out of bounds it goes. We're going to take a break here, still scoreless, as we said, between the Walton Downsville boys and Oneonta here in a non-leaguer. Stay tuned, folks. We got some fun high school soccer this afternoon on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home close to home.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. A corner kick here for the Jackets with 28 and a half minutes to go in this second half. Scoreless, and the ball served into the box. A good-looking opportunity here, but again cleared away by the Walton Downsville defense. And Harrington will scoop it up here on a second-chance opportunity.
You know, we've talked a lot about the Oneonta keeper, but we haven't said much about Harrington for WD. He's made some good plays to keep his team alive. He's you know, not as exciting as the Oneonta keeper, but he's made some solid plays.
The point-blank save in the first half was a highlight reel type of save. WD with the ball going left to right on the far side in front of the benches. They'll feed one ahead to Mayberry. He tries to go to the far corner here for Guglielmo. Has to wait for it, stay on, gets it back. Mayberry fires from about 30 yards out, and it's wide to the right.
The Oneonta defense is chasing a little bit more than they did in the first half, where WD is settling the ball a little bit more. So Oneonta's kind of chasing the ball around. WD's playing the ball to the other, to their feet a little bit more. And it's creating some interesting opportunities for WD.
It really felt like right out of the halftime break, Oneonta had the momentum. They had a couple of quick chances, but somehow, again, WD has kind of weathered the storm here, Rich, and almost feels like it's been a lot more back and forth since that time.
And they are playing with a lot more energy, I would say. WD's got more energy. It's kind of the hanging of the heads a little bit for Oneonta. They know they think they're the better team, and they're just frustrating scoring. So it's almost like WD's getting underneath their skin a little bit.
Oneonta has had some of these type of games this season where games where they've played a team twice. The first time they dominate them, win 2-0, 3-0, and then the second time they might lose 1-0. So I think it's kind of been something that Oneonta has been working on throughout the season, finding that consistency with goal scoring.
That's all they've lacked today, right? They've controlled the game up to this point, and they just can't put one in the back of the net. They've done everything else all right. They've gotten like 10 corner kicks. They've gotten a lot of great shots on goal. Great keeper play for them. They just can't put one in the back of the net.
So here is Matthew Reuben on the far side. Again, an area leading 24 goals for him. Tries to find Rose in the middle. Poked away at the last second. Harrington comes in to make the scoop-up save here for Walton Bounsville. He'll punt one up the midfield on the Jackets logo there as clock continues to tick. 25 minutes left here in regulation in Oneonta. It's been a fun one. The lights are on here at Lloyd Baker Field. Here's an opportunity for Luka Rubin. Down the left side, scoops through the defense. He's got a tough angle. It was taken away. Has to push it back to the outside. And we don't have a whistle here yet, do we?
So he fell down, and he kept on playing it himself. He got basically surrounded. It's my guy that kind
Junior
of
Allen,
Junior
yeah.
Allen frustrated him. He played it on the ground to himself. He fell down.
Yeah, Rubin was kind of one knee down, still kind of hopping around, continued to play. And so just a kind of a dangerous play there, and so they whistle it dead.
It was incredible how the WD defender, Allen, didn't actually go after the ball.
No, he played the man, which was smart.
Smart
there.
Play.
Matthew Rubin at center pulls it back, and again, he's got two guys right there. They've done their homework on him. As here's Darren Rose to the far side. Rose fires, but right into the chest of the keeper, and he'll suck that up like a vacuum there to make the save. With 24 minutes left here, second half, we're scoreless.
WD's done a good job this half, not letting Oneonta get in, you know, between the pipes, so to speak, into the 18 area. All the Oneonta shots have come from a different angle, and the keeper's been right there to handle it.
Wow, that Worcester and Lawrence Milford game in the Tri-Valley semifinals, 1-1 going to overtime as Lawrence Milford. So that was 0-0. Worcester scored with about a minute left, and then Lawrence Milford answered right back, and it was 1-1, so they go to overtime there.
The last play here was the classic reason why Oneonta's been struggling today. They sent the ball from the corner, and they had a beautiful wide open guy in the 18 that could not get a clear shot on the goal. Classic reason they just can't score today.
Yeah, it's one of those games, and I hear coaches say it all the time this time of the year. You know, the soccer gods were cruel to us today. It just wasn't our day. And you know, in soccer, you can dominate possession, you can dominate shots and corners, and still lose 1-0. It's just one of those things.
There's a good old-fashioned slide tackle there on the turf you don't see very often by WD, but a clean slide tackle and very nicely done.
I would say that WD, that Delaware League style, going in for a slide tackle, but, yeah, you don't see it as much on the turf. But seeing a lot on grass. I'm sure we'll be seeing it a lot come Delaware League Championship on the 19th over at the Hall of Fame Fields.
I will say I've been a little bit more impressed with WD this half, just with effort, just with putting more pressure on Oneonta. And Oneonta just seems to be kind of relenting a little bit and kind of giving in to them.
Yeah, I'm surprised at how Walton Downsville has been able to kind of grab some momentum. And it's not like they're necessarily pounding the goal and they're about to score or anything, but it seems like it's turned into more of a midfield game. Here's Walton Downsville down the right side, knocked away by the Oneonta defense again.
It's just a matter of time before, you know, Mayberry might get his shot. You know, the Oneonta fours might get theirs. This is going to be one of those classic, probably maybe someone scores in the last 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah, it does kind of feel like who's going to have the magic touch here down the stretch.
It's been a good game so far. It's been impressive. Oneonta's clearly, in my eyes, the better team, but WD's hung in there, and they certainly could win this.
I think WD, from talking to the players and to the coaching staff, they feel like in Class B they're kind of the underdog, and that they also would like to get some respect. And they need games like this and that win over Sus Valley 3-1 earlier in the year to kind of earn that respect on the section level.
I kind of wish this was a sectional game now, because I wonder if they would play the penalty kicks if you're WD here.
That would make for some fun radio, for sure. About 21 and a half minutes to go here in the second half, still scoreless. Thanks for joining us. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. We appreciate you all listening here on 100.9 out of Sydney, 92.3 over in Norwich, or WCDOsports.com. Our free audio stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU.
Here's another corner kick. It's got to be about 10-1, Oneonta. Can they put something together here on this corner kick?
Yeah, big corner coming for the Jackets. It's a nice ball, and to the far,
oh,
Gary Kinner, save
Oh, my goodness. What a play by the keeper. He was out of position, and he slid in the last second and got the ball. Oniana can't believe it. He actually thought the ball was in the goal.
Reuben, Matthew Reuben, was on the far post. He got a foot on it, and Harrington, out of nowhere, came in and made the save. Unbelievable.
It almost looked like it ricocheted off the post back to Harrington. What a strange play. Reuben thought he had a goal there.
Yeah, he couldn't believe it. Threw his hands up on his head and said, what do I got to do to score today? Rich, your Edmiston boys, a 2-0 win today, will advance on October 19th to the Tri-Valley Championship.
Well, good luck to the Panthers. I haven't watched the game in about 5 years, but I guess they're still my boys.
They are ranked fifth in this week's New York State Sports Writers poll. Only one loss on the season. They've looked very, very good.
I'll have to try to catch one of their games.
Yeah, I would say, you know, that's a great day on October 19th. Here's Darren Rose stepping through, but Junior Allen is there again to sweep it away for the Walton Downsville defense, a throw-in for Oniana with 20 minutes left.
So Junior Allen actually misplayed the ball and centered it to the goal, towards the goal, and he saved himself and kicked it out of bounds. He recovered just in the nick of time.
Opportunity here. Luca Reuben, the long throw-in, and a little sidewinder is headed out of there, and then tapped over the line by Oniana. We've got a goal kick coming. But October 19th, if you're a local soccer fan, six games at the Hall of Fame fields, the MAC Boys and Girls Championship, Tri-Valley, and Delaware League. Boys and girls, it's all throughout the day. They coordinate it so you can walk around, catch all the games, various times. Really fun day.
So you're telling me I got to put that on my calendar.
Got to put that on the calendar and hope it's a little warmer than it is today. Because that's a long day for me to be standing over there and covering six games. Keeps me on my toes, for sure. We've had all sorts of weather over the years, from rain, heavy rain, snow, beautiful fall days. You never know what you're going to get in late October.
So Walton Downsville kind of misplayed a few balls here, but they've been recovering very, very well. Another misplayed ball on the right-hand side of the field, but they recover. And Oneana's been getting a lot of corner kicks and a lot of big throw-ins. You just feel like Oneana's knocking on the door here.
Yeah, they almost had one on that last corner. That's the guy you wanted. You wanted your top scorer in the area, Matthew Reuben, on that far post, and just somehow wasn't able to put it in. A little physical play here at midfield. Mayberry hits the turf. No call, a little play on. And here is Luca Reuben down the left side as Oniana goes right to left, knocked out, and it looks like another throw-in opportunity here for the Jackets.
Allen cleared it out for WD, and here comes another big throw for Oniana. Now, this is kind of could be the transition for WD, too. Mayberry's up here with just two defenders. They could go quick. This could be, if they could clear it out, this could be a WD opportunity as well.
Here's Reuben, a great throw to the middle of the box. Hits two heads of two defenders in there. Bounces to the top of the 18. Kept in here by Matthew Reuben, then cleared out there by Walton Downsville.
So Mayberry came up a little bit to try to help out on the big throw. That could have been his opportunity.
Yeah, that booted right out to the Jackets logo at midfield, but he wasn't there, and it was all Oniana defenders.
Oh, good stick. Oh, he called that.
Nice play there by Walton Downsville, what we thought. They say a little too physical, and so Oniana back the other way. And we're going to take a break here as they reset this free kick here. With 17.5 to go in the second half, we're scoreless between Oneonta and Walton Downsville. Boys soccer here, a special treat today here on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shindello.org. Member NCUA.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, 16 minutes left here, second half. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Special soccer presentation today here as the Oneonta boys host Walton Dowdle. A chance for Darren Rose. Gets around the keeper and scores. Rose gets around the keeper and puts it in, and Oneonta finds the back of the net. 1-0. Darren Rose puts it home, and the Walton Downsville keeper wants to talk to the official here, but
it's the reason why is Rose was lined up on the back line, and WD thought that he broke too early. It's a classic soccer play. Was he offsides or wasn't he? You know, from up here, it did look like he broke a little early, but the referee didn't call, and you got to live with it. WD's a little upset at this point because, that could easily have been called offside.
Wow, and a yellow card given to the Walton Downsville bench over on the far side after arguing that call.
Now you got the Oneonta coach over there, too.
Wow, so that's a tough break here for Walton Downsville. They thought that it was possibly an offside, but again, in the high school game, it's kind of a bang-bang play. What are you going to do there? You know, the official is in position, and he's got the call.
It certainly did look like it could have been called offsides, but the referee had the right angle, and football fields generally are the easier ones to call offsides on because you can use the yard line. So I'm going to take the official's word on it. I'm going to say it was not offsides because he was in the right spot. And now the coach is definitely getting lectured at over there.
I don't know if there was anything else they could be arguing about. I mean, it was a little bit of a physical play. Some bodies went flying. I didn't think it was anything out of the ordinary. But Walton Downsville was certainly fired up about that. But it's the goal there by Darren Rose and a 1-0 lead here for Oneonta with about 15 and a half minutes left in the second half. And finally, the Jackets break through.
You know, and Rose has had probably the best opportunities for Oneonta today. In the first half, he was the one that was getting the ball down into the, the heart of the WD defense. And now we're going to have a free kick as number 8 just shoves number 10 to the track.
Yeah, free kick here as Luca Rubin went flying there. And we'll have to see if maybe we can send Rich to get the official word on an assist on that goal for Darren Rose. I don't know who fed it through to him there, so we want to check on that. We don't want to rob anybody of a post-game award. So Ruben is going to have the free kick here for Oneonta from the left side. Nice curling ball to the far post, and this one will be scooped up here by Harrington. And now Walton Downsville has got some work to do, trailing 1-0 here on the road and a non-leaguer at Oneonta.
The ladies over doing the score said Matthew Rubin with the assist.
Okay, so Rubin gets the assist, and Darren Rose is the goal scorer there. And we were talking in the first half how it was Rose setting up Rubin for good opportunities, so a little vice versa there.
Rose has played a really good game. Rubin's a solid player, too, but Rose has played a really good game and had a lot of the opportunities. He's hanging his head a little bit, because he's just not getting any of his shots going, so he deserved that one.
Here is Luca Rubin tossing one in on the throw-in. Another deep throw here for Oneonta. Rose at the top of the box as it knocked away by the WD defense. And this will be scooped up here by Harrington. Doesn't let it go over the line. Wants to just pick it up and go as he's going to try to play it deep here to Mayberry.
If I'm WD here, I talked to you about this a little bit, Nate. Why don't you don't have anything to lose. Why don't you just put Mayberry back there and cherry pick a little bit and hopefully get an easy, quick goal. That seems like your only opportunity at this point.
Matthew Rubin into the left corner here for Oneonta. A little shimmy into the corner. Now we'll feed one back to Luca Rubin. Fires for a shot, but another diving save there by Harrington, who's been excellent in goal here for Walton Downsville. We're going to take a quick break here, Rich. I want to fit some of these spots in before we hit the home stretch with about 13 and a half to go, with Oneonta boys now leading 1-0 in a highly contested game here against Walton Downsville on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 12 and a half to go here in the second half. And a 1-0 lead for the Oneonta boys over Walton Downsville in our special soccer presentation here today from Lloyd Baker Field at OHS. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. And, you know, since Oneonta scored at about the 15-minute mark, Rich, I feel like the intensity is kind of ratcheted up again.
Well, the coach getting a card or whoever, someone on the, you know, you kind of want to start fighting for your guys a little bit. Well, and Downsville felt like they got wronged with that call. So they're playing with a little bit more energy. And Oneonta's, you know, they want to prove that that goal was not a fluke.
Rose to the right side. Gets around his man, splits two defenders. Rose still on his feet. Darren looking for number two. Fires one off the post there. Luca Rubin with the follow-up, and that won't go. Second chance, yes. It took three chances, but Oneonta buries it there with Luca Rubin with 11:25 to go here in the second half. And is that the icing on the cake? Three good opportunities, two great saves by Harrington, but finally Oneonta cashes in.
So Rubin owes that whole entire goal to Rose. Rose created that entire mess. He had the beautiful shot. He beats the defender. Had the beautiful shot that goes off the post, and then Rubin's there for the garbage, essentially. And we're talking about three shots to get it in. But Rose did all of the work. All of the work. Don't let anybody tell you different. Rose created the whole thing.
I'm going to say unassisted there for Luca as he kind of followed up his own rebound. But again, initial shot hits the post. Rebound comes out. Luca gets two cracks at it. And finally puts it in.
Rose can really just turn it on. He doesn't overly look fast when he's just watching out there, but when he gets the ball, he's got a burst to him. And he could get around the defender very, very well. He's dangerous. He's a dangerous player. What year is he in school?
He's a junior.
Look out for him next year. He could put together a big soccer season. He's a good player.
Matthew Rubin is the senior captain, and I kind of feel like the junior captain is Rose, and he's looking to step into that role next year as the true leader of this team.
He just accelerates. He just has another burst in him. He's been fun to watch today.
So Oneonta boys now leading 2-0 here over Walton Downsville late in this contest with about 10 minutes left.
The weak side has definitely been on the right side for Walton Downsville today too. And finally Oneonta capitalizes on that right side twice.
Yeah, they've found a little spot that worked, and Rose, you know, they made him work for it, but he sets up both of those opportunities. And so here's Matthew Rubin. You know, they've kind of moved Matthew to the back now a little bit here over the last couple of minutes, almost as some extra protection, I would say. Luca, chipping far side, hits off the back of a defender, and Walton Downsville is able to clear.
We haven't talked much about the back line of Oneonta, but they have done a good job, solid job, not really letting WD get any opportunities, and they settled the ball and gave it right up to the midfield. The back line of Oneonta, you know, no one really special to note, but they've worked really well together as a unit.
It's kind of when you know that a team has a good defense when you don't talk about them that much, and they just kind of do their job and do their homework and get it done.
And, you know, they don't really play boom ball, right? They pass the ball out, and they settle the ball, and they make a smart decision. Really, right, kind of unnoticeable.
Yeah, they've just been real strong and solid all day. Here's Mayberry trying to change the story there. A great rip and a save by Wamsley.
He cut it back, the traditional cutback, got it to his right foot, and didn't really have the best angle, but he got a good shot on it. And, boy, that keeper for Oneana, he's good. He's tough.
Yeah, Wamsley the same. That was a nice rip from a tough angle left side for Mayberry. That probably gets in against a lot of keepers in the area. And it had some zip on it. You see Wamsley kind of shake his hand a little bit almost to say, boy, oh, boy, that one caught me off guard here.
Wamsley doesn't really have the traditional goalie look. Like he's not like the tall or lanky guy. He looks like a field player.
He does, yeah. Ball cleared out here by Oneana. We're going to take our last break here with about 8 minutes to go here in the second half. When we come back, we'll wrap this up. Oneana boys leading Walton Downsville 2-0 here on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. A chance here for Walton Downsville. A free kick going to be on the left side as they go left to right. Ball at about the 10-yard line on the football stripes with 6:50 to go here in the second half. WD feeds it in. We got a whistle, though, just as that ball starts. No, it must have been me hearing things because we're still underway.
I heard it. It must come from a football practice.
I was going to say, football is practicing on the far field. I thought they were going to call that back and do it again. Really didn't develop there for WD.
What a horrible time for a whistle.
I know. The ball was in midair, and I wonder if a few other guys heard it too. I thought everyone kind of held up there for a second. So WD not going down without a fight. About 6 minutes left. Oneana boys on top 2-0. Been a great game here so far. With just a couple of minutes to wrap it up. Always glad to have soccer on the radio this time of year. And try to give all our local athletes a little extra credit.
Just really nowhere to go with that back line. Doing a good job for Oneana. And, of course, the keeper. He's just played a great game.
And this is what's so tough. I mean, if you're WD, you're playing in a league that's a lot of D schools, and maybe you can fit in some C's, but with the way the numbers fell, really tough for them to go into sectionals and have to play. You know better than most, Rich, being a Norwich guy, how tough some of these Class B schools can be for boys soccer.
You know, Norwich has traditionally struggled in soccer, and, you know, just day in, day out, we get to see these teams over there. And, it's really kind of an impressive stack league. And, you know, boys soccer, you know, fared pretty well in the state playoffs. I mean, we had Seton Catholic go all the way to the finals last year. Wasn't there an Owego and a Forks team a couple years ago that went, I think Forks went to the finals last year as well. So, you know, Oneana plays against those teams every week.
Yeah, and Oneonta, in the last 10 years has had another nice stretch, much like they did back in the late 90s, early 2000s. I mean, they've made a couple of regional games where they ran into West Hill and would lose 1-0. But, I mean, this Oneonta team, for being a smaller stack school, has done very well over the years. They've had some great battles with Owego in recent times. But Owego, another powerhouse again. They're finally up in Class A now.
Right. Last year, what was it, 5-0 in the final, I believe, Owego beat Oneana at the Hall of Fame field.
Yeah, I believe that was that just last year or 2 years
last
ago?
Year. I'm not sure. I was definitely at the game. I don't remember. They all blended together.
I think it might have been 2 years ago now, because I'm just thinking Finley was on that team. Finley Oliver, had him on my podcast. He's playing Division I soccer now down at Stony Brook, and we were really looking forward to that game, and just Owego always seems to have Oneana's number.
Really, you know, just the stack. And, you know, Section 4 boys soccer has been pretty tough. You know, South Colerate's made some good runs. I mean, WD obviously faces them. So, you know,
Class D's usually had some good teams. The boys certainly probably a little bit more, you know, success at the state level than the girls' side. The girls' side has not had a state representative in the Final Four in 3 years, I don't believe, in 2 years at least. Watkins Glen had the best chance last year where they lost in overtime to Sequoia Valley. And then, of course, you know, at the D level, everybody's running to Cincinnati. So, I mean, but Cincinnati is up in C this year, so some of those D schools on the girls' side could make a run.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I mean, the last team that we had in C was Unitego back in 2019 when they made the final for the girls.
Very, very good team.
Here's Rose with the blast, but that's too far. Yeah, I'm interested to see kind of with some of these new numbers this year how things might shape up. D looks very promising for our local Section 4 girls. Edmiston Morris having a great year and not having that matchup with Cincinnati looming could be a huge thing. But Section 3 is just always so hard in that regional game.
Yeah, so when you go to six classifications, it actually kind of thins out the classes a bit and gives the opportunity more to the smaller schools. And, you know, Edmiston Morris last year in Class D just ran into a really good Cincinnati team. I mean, they won the state championship. And then, of course, there was Mount Academy is always there as well.
That's the thing. We've, you know, had some real fun covering South Courtright boys and some girls teams as well that have gone far. But you run into some of those teams that, you know, they're a private academy.
Yeah.
They're playing down in D. People get very upset about that. It's a tough thing.
Working out of the section office, we hear a lot of the same stuff, right, with, you know, the Seton Catholics of the world, the CBAs of the world, and all that kind of stuff. I mean, Seton Catholic is in the Stack League, and they made a good run last year at the state final, I believe.
Yeah, and Mount Academy was, you know, and it wasn't just South Courtright. It was other small schools around the state that, well, you know, they were saying, hey, this is our once-in-a-lifetime team for us, and you go and you play this tough school that, you know, can quote-unquote have people enrolled there and get there that don't live in the district, et cetera. That's a whole rabbit hole we could go down.
And everybody follows the NISPA rules, and there's nothing Section 4 or anybody can do about it. So
it is what it is.
It is what it is. I hate that saying, but it is what it is.
We're coming up on a minute 15 to go here in the second half. Rose trying to get one more here is offsides. But stay tuned for our post-game show coming up. We'll recap this, and we'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players before we wrap up tonight's broadcast here. But glad we could fit in some news earlier today with Rob Ray. I know a lot of you like to listen to that on the ride home, so we're glad to bring that to you, and hopefully we'll be bringing you some more soccer before the season is over, maybe get a sectional game on here.
I am sure the WCDO listeners rather listen to Rob Ray than Rich Turnbull.
Yeah, well, you know, Rob's news is an institution here. So
it certainly is.
Many people are always looking for it.
When my kids know who Rob Ray is and they couldn't pick him out of a lineup, you know he's an institution.
Well, it just goes to show all these CDO guys been there for 30-plus years, a lot of dedication to the craft for sure. Good ball in here looking for Mayberry, but Wamsley out and makes the grab right there on the 18-yard line. So 15 seconds left, that's going to do it. As we'll get one last punt here from Wamsley. Oneonta, they had to work for it today against the scrappy Walton Downsville team, where it's going to be a 2-0 final here, Jackets over the War Eagles of Walton Downsville. So we're going to pause one last time. We'll come back for the postgame show. Jackets get it done here at Lloyd Baker Field, 2-0 over Walton Downsville on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Lloyd Baker Field here at Oneonta High School as the Oneonta boys escape with a 2-0 victory over Walton Downsville in non-league soccer action here today. It was a fun game, scoreless at the half, and really that goal to break the tie, Rich, doesn't come until 15 minutes left. That was great.
It was just Oneonta just building, and then they finally get one to go through, and then the second one was kind of a Walton Downsville was pressing, and Oneonta just got a good, clear, open shot. Oneonta was the better team. They possessed the ball most of the time. Walton Downsville was just kind of hanging on, almost looked like they were playing for overtime.
I wouldn't want to see Walton Downsville in sectionals, though. I mean, they're that team that can hang around, be scrappy. They're going to be tough.
You know, if Mayberry gets that one open, clear shot, it could have been a 1-0 game, because then they pack it into the box. They definitely had the small school feel to them. But they're good. They have skills. They have some good players. The goalie's a good player. And they can make a run. They can make some damage. They beat some D schools already. I'm not doubting WD at all. They have the skills to do it.
Oneonta goals today from Darren Rose and Luca Rubin. The assist on the Darren Rose goal goes to Matthew Rubin. So that's the scoring today. Let's get into our three awards here. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports and guys who climb Mount Everest.
Oh, I love it. Henry, I hope you're listening out there.
Our guy, Henry, I'm sure he's tuning in from Harvard right now.
Yeah, he said, you know what, I'm going to skip my economics class and I'm going to listen to a little WD Oneonta soccer game.
We're going with Darren Rose today here for the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. He pressed and pressed. He finally puts one in there at the end. I thought that was a great job by him today.
He was the guy I watched all game. I mean, my eyes were fixated to him. I thought he had all the energy on the field. He was kind of the motivator on the offensive side. I really, really enjoyed watching him play. He could have easily had 5 goals. I mean, in the beginning part of the game, he was doing everything. He was getting the ball into the penalty area. He's a solid player, and he's fast. You can't teach fast.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school soccer teams here on WCDO. We wanted to go with Nate Harrington today, the goalie from Walton Downsville. Tremendous saves. He was really strong and deserves this defense award.
He does what every, you know, keeper should do. Keep their team in the game, and he did a good job of that. That one save where he kind of got wedged underneath him, and he really kept his defensive line in check, and he kept them in the game for about what,
65 minutes, yeah, for sure. All right, before we give out our all-purpose award, wanted to let you know a lot of people have been questioning Unitigo and Sydney Girls MAC soccer game today. It was a huge huge day of games. Sydney Girls win 2-1 in overtime today, so they get that done. And that's a huge game. Boy, that just creates a huge logjam at the top of the MAC girls standings right now, which you can check out on NateLaw.com. Sydney wins that game. That was a must-win for Sydney to keep their hopes alive in the MAC at the top of the standings.
And that was the game we were thinking about doing besides this game.
We wanted to do that game, folks. We were hoping that they would have that game on the new Unitigo turf. They're not quite on it yet. We don't have the ability to set up and do our broadcast over at the regular Unitigo field. So we were bumming because we really wanted to do that game because we love doing Unitigo-Sydney. That's a great rivalry, so that's the reason we're here. Just want to let you know, we look at all options when considering these games.
Yeah, you were telling me about four different places where I thought I was going tonight, and we ended up going to Lloyd Bakerfield, Noniana. Looks like we could call a modified football game next if you wanted to.
Yeah, we might just stick right here, but no, we'll get back to the tunes, but not before we give out our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities, and happy to be a part of high school sports here on WCDL. We'd like to go with Matthew Rubin, the senior captain. He gets the assist on the Darren Rose goal. Was just everywhere and kind of was their steady Eddie out there.
He's one of the best players in the area. You know, he really did a good job for his team today. He was exactly what you said, everywhere he needed to be. He played some offense on the offensive side of the ball. When he needed to be back in the box, he went back there and helped his defensive teammates out.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Again, a 2-0 win here today for Oneonta over Walton Downsville. Hope you enjoyed this special soccer coverage today. Rich, thanks for coming in and joining me.
It was a great time. It's beautiful out there. We got a little orange to us out there in Lloyd Baker land. It was fun to be here.
Got to love it. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in the Sydney Main Street studios. Also to Craig Stevens for helping us set this all up today. So again, Oneonta boys soccer defeats Walton Downsville 2-0 here at OHS. Glad we could bring this one to you. Let's get back to the tunes here on WCDL.
Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
I'll undress you cause you're tired. Cover you as you desire. When you fall asleep inside my arms, may not have the fancy things, but I'll give you everything you could.